thought you were gonna do it.
No, this is your job.
A song or a prayer?
No, oh yeah, Lord, thank you for bringing us here today. What a time. We got stuff we want to talk about. Thank you for letting us be born in the 90s, because some people weren't, and I feel bad for them because they always trying to emulate us and everything. Every time I see somebody, like, I was born in 1997. That's not.
Or I was born in 2003. I was like,
I still love the 90s.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But look, the thing, if you couldn't talk, if you had no cognitive dissonance, like if you weren't cognitive of walking ability and all your motor skills wasn't happening at the same time in the 90s, then you don't get to sit with us, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that being said,
welcome to What a Time.
That's right.
Episode 6, I think it is.
7. Look at you.
Technically 7, but really 6, because episode 5 is part 1 and part 2.
What are we doing?
Let's introduce our guest. Plug yourself, girl. Tell us who you are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Victoria, a.k.a. the Bad, Bad Beauty. Just a little plug out there.
No. Oh, we're going to get your plugs in.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm proud of you guys.
Me?
Yeah. I'm going to start off by saying that.
Yeah, you've been down. You've been down for a while.
Yeah. And I'm glad you guys are, like, consistently doing it and, like, a subject that you both have, like, obviously meshed well with. Like,
yeah. Victoria was actually part of the voting for the title.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was around for that.
Is this my title?
This is your title. You won.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it means a lot because your others, man.
What you mean?
It's okay. Let's start with the show. Guys, we're talking about fashion, all right? Now, my guest today, she is a fashionista. Is that how you say it?
Fashionista. I mean, you can say it.
Either way.
It's fine.
Give them a little
potato,
rundown.
Potato.
Tell them what you do. What do you do, Vic?
Run them
your resume for a second.
There's maybe like, I have 50 jobs, and no, I'm kidding. But no, I studied fashion design and then merchandising and marketing.
Where?
A few different places. I started off at an accessory showroom in New York, then went to Women's Wear Daily, did styling with them, fashion assisting. Then I did Complex and did marketing and stuff there with them. It was fun. Intern, baby steps, and then worked up, and then networking. You know, your network is your net worth.
Okay. So you gotta talk about it.
Do those kind of things. It'd just be nice to everybody. Don't burn any bridges. Always say yes. And that led me to a lot of really good experiences and stuff that I'm really fortunate to, like, have on my resume. But now I'm, like, doing my own thing. And it's harder, but it's definitely more of, like, passion involved. So that, like, really seems everything. And that's why I said I'm proud of you guys, because it gets really, you know, doing your own thing and not having a boss, you can get really inconsistent. And, like, you have to keep it going. And you get those, like, lulls, and it's like, oh, let me do something else.
Shout out to you. I appreciate it.
But we're talking about some trends, you know, some things we thought you might have some interest in.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. When you first told me that fashion and, like, doing, I'm embarrassed now. I thought I was really going to have the guts to come in and, like, really. But, like, when you first said it, the first thing that came to mind was, like, Nelly and then him saying, vocal tank top. That has been playing in the back of my head.
You know what? I'm glad we started there because, you know, we're going to do talk about Nelly a little bit later.
Like,
no, I did not. But every single rapper had to have their own liquor and their own clothing line. That was an absolute thing for a period of time. I remember the G-Unit tank tops.
Yeah.
Which were obnoxious looking.
Yeah,
Eminem,
you should not wear it public.
Eminem had this whole level of couture that kind of looked like domestic terrorists. Like the blank hats. Like all of the shit looked like Timothy McVeigh. Sean John,
Rockaware,
Velour sweatsuits.
But I had forgotten about Apple Bottom. That was Nelly, right?
That was Nelly too.
Do you remember the show?
Yes, Miss Applebottom thing.
Miss Applebottom contest.
It was extremely, extremely
VH1.
Like,
he had girls come in, try on Applebottom jeans, and he was going to title that woman Miss Applebottom.
Oh, my God.
There was a girl that won. She was Miss Applebottom.
Well, who is that?
Do we still know her? Probably not.
So do you want to hear from Miss Applebottom 2017?
We have her here.
Keep it. Yeah, no, that was a thing. Okay, I did wear
Fat Farm.
Fat Farm. Russell Simmons.
Russell Simmons.
Mm-hmm. Listen now.
And Baby Fat. It was
I ain't gonna lie.
Marriage
Russell
joint.
Simmons' Fat Farm shoes was rotating through the what do you call it? Thrift levels pretty high. So the shoes would be new, and you'd be like, you got Fat Party shoes.
Who had the best shoe? Because the shoes were terrible, like all of them.
Which rapper had the best shoe?
Because S. Doc Carter's were orthopedic shoes. Unit shoes were like, come on now. Like, I don't think anybody did it really well during that time.
I am partial to Birdman lugs, actually.
Oh, that was the thing. That's the whole... That was a good thing.
Yeah, I don't think any rapper had a shoe that was actually...
None of them were good.
But you know what? I will say, though, I saw Fat Farms more than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, for sure,
I agree.
Yeah, I saw them. Like, they were out and about. Yeah. I don't know why. And, I mean, during that Jay-Z button-up period of time, I wanted some S-Dots. Because, I mean, he made it sound so cool. Like,
right.
He okay. was, like, he was getting his grown man on.
Is it button-up or button-down? Is it interchangeable?
Yeah. You know
I
what?
I mean, did you put it on and button it up or button it down?
If your boyfriend buttons his shirt down, that's weird. That's not normal. You button it up, okay? Because listen, you're more prone to miss a button the other way. Like, you need to start from the bottom and then work your way up. If you start at your neck,
right?
Ain't no telling what you're doing from this point on.
I've definitely buttoned down several times.
What, on a, like
down.
A blouse? It's different. It's different for women. I can't explain why because the logic doesn't exactly add up in my head right now.
You have somewhere to go. At least you can have like it half open, you know, like R. Kelly Honey Love style. Mm-mm. But if you start up here, you're just going to have it fly.
You're really likely to miss a button, though. I've buttoned down and I buttoned up. And
I do mess up a lot. I'm not going to lie. I mess up a lot when I button down.
You need to button up. You need to stop playing games and listen. You start from the bottom. Because if you do that, you're looking at it and you see like the bottom of the shirt and you see where it match up. So you make sure it match up. You're like, oh, this is the right button.
I will tell you, I don't know the last time I've worn a shirt with buttons. It's not my thing because it gets a little gappy right here because I'm a woman of a certain breast type and size. But the buttons. But I guess on a guy, I don't know.
I've had breasts before. And yeah, it's not fun, actually. I completely agree.
No, it's just that gap right here is never cute on anybody.
I could totally see that. But yeah, no. I did like Jay-Z's. I like the striped button down, like Change Clothes era, Black Album stuff.
No, but
stuff.
You know, like still to this day, I want to be the girl from Excuse Me, Miss video, with that like fur coat on and a dress with like the holes in it.
Looks.
And like coming off the elevator, like that's just I just like one Halloween when I participate in Halloween.
But if you do that, we can play Spades with the Cards Up.
All trust.
All
yes.
trust. That confused me for the longest. I was like, how
the elevator.
Well, if we're on the subject of rappers and their clothing lines, I had a Rockaware jacket. It was red and blue, and it was like a satin material, I think. It was like my most prized piece of fashion in my closet in like seventh grade.
Wow.
And I would always wear it with my red and white Valentine Air Force Ones. Ooh. And I thought
not
I
the
was,
Valentines because they were right? pink and red.
Yes, nah. I thought I was the shit, but I had to wear it strategically because it's an outfit you don't forget.
Yes.
Everybody loved that damn jacket. My daddy probably paid so much money for that jacket, and I wore it out.
And you so tiny, so I know it was notable. Like I know that jacket was bigger than you. You ain't
it
never.
Was,
you ain't,
it was a nice.
You
it
ain't
was,
never had a jacket that was not big into you. There aren't jackets that are your size.
You always
I don't
talk
believe
about
that.
My size a lot. Maybe you should take that up with Jesus and ask him about it.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
When my time comes.
So, yeah, that was like my moment in fashion, and I haven't had one since. So
I'm glad moments are good because this is going to make me piggyback on something that I had a moment with. That's a little bit fashion-wise as well. Okay. So my birthday's coming up. I'm turning, I want to say something notable. I'm in middle school.
Birthday fit.
All right. And I was ready for this birthday fit because my birthday is also near spring break most of the time. It's March 23rd, right? And we went to Myrtle Beach that year. And I was like, you know, I'm going to get my birthday fit ready when I get back
Laid
to school.
Laid it out on a bed.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the first event was when we got back to school? The teacher-student basketball game. We did that all the time where the students played the teachers. It was fun.
Oh, okay.
Y'all had fun, huh?
Yeah, we did, actually. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was a little popular, but I was a clown. And I went,
yourself then. Tell them.
Nah, I mean, I did okay in high school as far as attention is concerned. But, man, I went and got this airbrush t-shirt made for me.
Ooh.
All right, and I'm not gonna lie to you because I will tell you what it said. It said ice cold. Because what was cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
Ice cold. I was excited. And I went out and I brought myself some Air Forces, Carolina Blue Kicks, the hottest on the block. I came into the teacher-student thing with that ice cold shirt on. I was ready to go. I had some friends that really had my back. It was my birthday. Paused the game. It was halftime. They sang to me. I remember some of you listened to this, and I appreciate y'all. They sang that birthday to me in the stands, and they yelled out, "What's cooler than being cool?" And I was like, "Ice cold." And I was so excited. I had that long, and I think this tee was tall. It was a tall ass tee. Tee came down to my knees. It looked like one of Jasmine's jackets on her. It was big as hell. And I had a moment. I remember thinking at that point in time in my life, I was like, you know, I've made it.
This is as good it. As it gets. Nothing
higher than I this. Have plateaued. All right. I am the actual man right now. Oh, and God. It's all thanks to that airbrush t-shirt. People used to go to the beach over spring break and summer break and get airbrush t-shirts to come back.
Did.
And
if, hats, t-shirts.
And if you didn't get one yourself, you'd get one with Tweety Bird or
Do you still have it though?
And don't have a boyfriend because then you got both of yours.
Oh God.
A couple.
Whoa. A time. You know, I really thought people were gonna get married. That never happened.
No.
The people with airbrush t-shirts.
The people with matching airbrush t-shirts. I was like, that's it, they're done. Look at them, they found love. I was so happy for them.
They pretty much engaged.
Some of them did, but they're like miserable now.
Some of them have children.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, the ones that had children that year.
Very, very
times. But let's talk about Air Force One, since both of us like had our moments with our Air Force
Ones. Everybody has. If you're a black teenager, you either had Air Force Ones or you begged your mom to get them, and she did everything in her power to get a pair.
I liked them I never went through like an Air Force One phase. Like I was very much a girly girl in high school. I didn't really get into sneakers till later. And I always, I just started, an Air Force Ones for me, 6 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw
Well, now they're throwbacks. They look kind of cool now.
They have made a comeback.
Yeah, they have.
All the colorways and all the collaborations.
You said cornrows was coming back, too.
Who?
You said cornrows was back.
They are.
Straight back. Struggle straight.
Yeah, I had black ones, white ones, and then my
You're talking about shoes, not cornrows, right?
Yeah. All right. Girls have to cut
maybe
their hair,
maybe that, too. At one point in my life,
because I remember that was a thing too.
Girl, now when them clear ones came out, I was like, keep it.
You get blacker every episode.
That was weird.
Keep it.
Oh, let me know. That
I
was
didn't
a
have
time.
None though. I hated them.
No, I wanted some, but then I started seeing the cons very fast. Yeah. Because it was hot and it was like condensation. The shoes was getting really foggy.
Yeah, they foggy. And then not only did you have to buy the shoes, you had to have a nice sock game too.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. If Air Force is bent already, you already mad at your Air Force is bent. But them plastic ones bent three times is easy. Yes. And don't be out here buying shoes that ain't really your size. That was a God thing to do. But you would buy shoes like a foot bigger than us.
And we can see your feet sliding in them shoes.
Just a tragedy. The last person I saw do that was it was a week and a half ago. I'm not going to lie to you. This man, I've seen this grown man that I know post his sneakers on Instagram, just got these for the fit. And I was like, nigga, you don't wear no 13 because you and I are 5'9". You don't wear size 13. You just ain't. There's no way. But that's something we did when we were younger. Remember Bapes?
Yes, but wait.
What?
We have to tell them how iconic Air Force Ones. They had a whole song about it. Nelly is going to come up a lot in this episode.
Yeah. But let me tell
you. They made a whole song about Air Force Ones, and it was blame.
I'm about to say it was amazing, though.
I like the song more than I like the shoes at the moment.
But you know what?
I got it.
For the record, I got to give St. Lunatics a big, big shout out for having scratches in that song. That was so hip-hop. And then they sampled a group of niggas going, big boy. That's pretty much it, right? It's pick it. Big, and then and then they stayed on topic the entire time. And then literally Murphy Lee does a shout out, call back. The girl's like, Murphy, where you getting them colors? Are you dyeing them? That is dope.
Because a lot of people were doing that. I remember some of my friends and cousins would cut
dying
Gucci or make Gucci Air Force Ones or that was a thing. You could get a bag, cut it up, or get
God
some fake ones and put it on there, get snakeskin ones. And now people are doing that again, though, and paying four times the price, though.
Keep it.
Yeah, no, I remember going on websites where they were buy these Air Forces for $4.95, custom shoes, custom babes, custom everything, and it was just a lot.
Soulja Boy with the babes too. He had a babe song.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly,
I got me some bathing ape.
He bought babes to the hood.
Yeah.
Because it was Pharrell. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so like Chad, Hugo, and Pharrell were doing it. And then.
Yeah, from Nego.
Yeah, and then like Wayne, every once in a while you'd see him. And then, I mean, Khalees said she's the one that told Wayne he should switch the bait in Bossy. And then Hustle Music came out.
Yeah.
And then here comes Soulja Boy.
Yep.
Literally making the most basement ass music you could possibly find on YouTube.
Very.
And just blowing up. But he was wearing all that bait. And. I mean, he was making a ton of money for shows.
He was wearing tall tees and tall jerseys.
Yeah, and then he would go buy these babes, and it would change the game. Change
Babe is back.
The game.
It sure
Babe
is
back.
I don't know if I can do it.
I like Babe camo. I never really liked the shoes because the stars, and I thought it was a little corny. But I always liked their clothing, though.
But there was so much knockoff happening, too, because then you started seeing those really colorful hoodies that weren't Babe. And they had, like, I used to call them onomatopoeia hoodies. It'd be like a hoodie. It'd be like boom, bam, pow, and it would be in like it would be like in comic zigzag. Like
yeah,
wow,
chain, y'all remember the t-shirts with the nines everywhere?
Yes,
those,
yes,
like,
yes, yes,
you,
yes,
like,
yes.
Yes.
What line was that?
Like, I don't. Somebody said that if you looked at it and it like was like supposed to be like trippy or what. Anyway,
did it turn into a six? I don't understand.
I have no clue. But like we found one of those at Goodwill the other day when we were looking for some stuff for a little throwback party.
Wow.
Listen,
wow.
I just thought everywhere. Of a drinking game. Every time I let y'all know something is back, you got to drink. Because most of these styles are back. So
whatever we've already
said that is back, take a drink to that. How about it?
All right, unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving, which you probably are, but
well, take a sip of whatever you're drinking. You know, that'll work too.
Drink till somebody has to be responsible for you. The best thing to do.
But nah, speaking of Air Forces, tall tees.
Tall tees.
Yeah.
You had to have the tall tee to match your Air Force ones.
Yep.
You could get them for like $5 for $20.
Yep, in my. Oh my goodness. But
and
I mean,
they were never inside the store. They were in a rack, a spinning rack outside of the store.
Now, here's the big question. So, T-shirts can be in packs. You know, you go to Target, you buy T-shirts, they're in a pack, right? But let you go into a hood fashion store, they got these on hangers
in
a row,
right.
in the one of the regular.
And
I'm like, but there's nothing about the shirt that I need to see.
Just nope.
Package.
I just need to make
together.
Sure it's tall. Is it tall or is
tall
it not?
Enough. That's why.
That's all we needed
to
know.
To make sure.
Them franchise boys came through with
my
white tee.
In my white.
D4L, Latin Snap Music era T-shirts. Now here's something I did.
That. I love that.
I like that era too. It's something that I did do that is corny as hell thinking about it.
What?
I tucked my shirt in to where the belt buckle
part
of your pants was.
That reminds me of another trend.
Yes.
Go do you do it.
The name belt. And then when they took it up a notch.
With the electronic marquee?
Yes.
Yeah, what's she gonna say?
I thought of so many things I wanted mine to say.
Name thing. Like,
yo,
Facebook name.
It is a terrible, terrible thing that we did. We went out buying electronics to put on our crotches. It didn't make any sense at all. God bless us all. And I had friends that had them, too. I had friends get suspended for putting, like, crazy things on the marquee. And so they deaded it. Like they would be like, get money, and it would be like some curse words or whatever. And then I remember it was like a PTA meeting. It was like, listen, y'all
stop letting your kids wear them belts.
Right?
They out of control. Every day I'm wondering if they gonna get electrocuted or some shit. I don't know, but stop it.
That was a bad time.
I didn't get one, but I had all the things I wanted mine to say.
I had thoughts too. It was something about like having a little bit of money whenever you're like that age. If you had a little bit of money, you think about all the things you can do, and you find that you can't afford most of the things that you want, so you just settle for something a little smaller. I remember going in the store to get one of those marquee belts, and I was like, all right, how about that hat?
Right.
That's a nice hat. I can afford this hat.
You didn't want to dedicate to something. It's like,
right.
I have to dedicate to this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's.
If I spend $100 on a marquee belt and it turns out I can't wear it to school, I got to think of all the things to say now. It's work. I got to maintain the belt.
Right.
I got to change up the saying every day.
Marquee belt says.
How did you set them? Do you know? Was there like a program?
No,
like
I'm wondering if you have to, like, if you want to change it, like, you would have to go back to the mall and let them fix it for you, you know? Like, I don't know if you can program it yourself.
How did you do it?
You turned the butt around. I guess you, was
we're,
there about
we're
a full QWERTY keyboard?
Let's Google later. Let's Google that later. Because now I'm like, how did they do that?
We'll get back to you with the answer on that.
Do y'all remember flea market tees? Like, of celebrities and it would just be their faces printed out, like, all over, like, graphic tees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember that.
I still have an Aaliyah one in my house, at my parents' house, and I want to wear it badly. You have one, too?
No, he has an Aaliyah shirt.
Oh, but it's not that style, though. It's, like, the black ones, and it was just, like, bad graphics. Like,
they kind of look like concert tees.
Yeah, like the concert tee.
Like the Whitney Hutton tee from Martin. Y'all don't remember that. It's fine. Y'all don't remember that? It was Hustle Man was making concert tees.
And Martin
didn't have a job. And he was out selling them. And he didn't have a job, but he was like, baby, I'm trying to sell these tees. I'm going to get this money. And Gina was like, Whitney Hutton, Martin.
Yes,
Whitney. He was like, damn, Hustle Man. Damn. Who is Whitney Hutton?
Who remember that? Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to go home and get my Aaliyah tee and show y'all, because it is a classic.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't talk about Martin in public like that.
Let's go back to something you actually mentioned on our last episode.
What?
About that SWV, Escape, TLC style, that women in oversized clothing, that hip-hop, urban.
And that's, like, definitely coming back.
I love that. I love that stuff. I thought
it was so dope. Like, I still want to dress like that, but...
Because you had that, but then you had, like... the other side of things, like the total opposite with, like, Little Kim and, like, Foxy Brown, who were, like, so sexy and, like, wore lingerie.
Yeah.
Aaliyah did the tomboy sexy. She might have on some baggy jeans, but she got on a bralette with it.
Tommy Hilfiger bralette.
Yeah. And she was, like, always, like, had a full face of makeup. Like, she was into, like, glam stuff, but she was always a little, like...
I remember, like, just losing my mind when I saw a What About Your Friends video and, like, seeing Left Eye style. I was just like, just an adult. I don't know if I'm looking at an adult or not. And then, like, it didn't occur to me adults could even dress like that. And all of a sudden, I was like, oh, it was just everywhere after that. It was a good time, because you used to be able to go out and find overalls. Like, you have a hard time finding
some back.
Overalls.
You can find them heavily now. They are back. I saw a whole rack of them in Forever 21 the other day.
I would love to wear overalls. I just can't do it.
You can't do it.
That breast thing again?
That, and, like, I just don't feel like that's made for my body type. Like, I'm a very, like, if I could wear a uniform and go from Africa to Antarctica and wear the same, like, kind of thing and just switch up, like, my accessories.
Oh, yeah. You like to dress, like,
clothing-wise,
seasonally, like, bi-seasonally. It doesn't matter what season it is. This outfit makes sense.
Yeah, like that. And I also like things that are just, like, classic enough for you to wear other places.
Yeah, man. Overalls are a little bit of a statement.
And shoes and then like my body type. That's not.
It's overalls aren't exactly from going from the office to the bar or going to a wedding.
If I'm wearing overalls,
I'm probably going to some type of '90s party. To be honest,
yeah, just theme wise or painting a house. I don't know why I associate overalls with painting.
Because I mean, that's what they wore.
That's what it was made for.
But I love that. And the Avirex hats and jackets.
Yes.
Man, that's a good time for me. Champion. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you just opened up the floodgates.
Champion is back. Everybody wears that again.
Champion,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Champion has been back. I've been seeing that.
Eli's back again.
Yo. Let me tell you something about my homegirl. Do y'all know this at all? One of the earliest viral videos I ever saw was these kids in the middle school freestyling outside of a middle school, and this girl was like, hold up, wait a minute, y'all, it's your girl Quila, known for wearing Jordans, but I also rock Fila. It was everywhere. It was so funny. I'm gonna show y'all, because I have it saved, but a good time. Jazz bought some disgusting ass wine for the podcast, but it's 13%, so we good.
Drinking good ass 0.2% drinks that you be bringing.
But this should be tasty.
Don't edit this shit out, because I want to talk about
it. Culture. That's it.
Nah, because Jazz be throwing them things back, yo.
With a hint of bougie. That's
I drank three of them damn beers and was like, okay, what's next?
Oh, the grapefruit beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, start your story over. Something about a girl freestyling and then something.
Oh yeah, nah. The first viral video I ever saw was on MySpace. With Quila, and she knows who she is. I shout her out on Twitter every year when it pops up in my time hop. But she starts to freestyle and she's like, hold up, wait a minute, y'all. It's your girl, Quila. Hey. Known for wearing Jordans, but I also rock Fila. Hold up, big baby. That's what I said. See me on the street busting hoes in the heads. That's just what I do. That's just what I does. Yeah, oh, God. And they were, she was flowing. Like, she was Cardi B for me. Like, wow. She went off, bro. I was like, oh, my God. No, no, I'm going to show you the video because it's GOAT. Like, it's GOAT level stuff. But, yeah, you know, Fila was really big in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. I think they went bankrupt. And then
Something tricky happened.
And they came back with, like, full force, like, 2000.
And Beyonce wore it recently, and everybody was, like, trying to recreate her outfit. Man. And stuff,
and Fila, real simple, minimalistic, just, yeah, just, you know.
Just Fila.
And Fila, and it was always red, white, and blue, something like that.
I love that you brought up Beyonce because remember House of Darion?
Oh, my, that was terrible.
And that does for the time era, doesn't it?
Like, I think it does, but even if it doesn't, it's still part of that culture.
My name is Jay. This is my podcast.
No. It's like, it goes to show, like, we love Beyonce, and she's very talented. But that, like, country Creole couture and, like, House of Darion. Like,
country Creole, like, couture.
The stuff that they used to, like, it just was not good.
It she was bad, outfits,
like,
but.
One panel of fabric cut up for three outfits. Like, that's what it was.
Well, the outfits look like she talks. The outfits look like they. The outfits look like
they were not good. And honestly, it's still to this day, it's hit or miss.
Just like I watched her movies that weren't great, I owned one or two pieces of Darion because I had to. It was only right that I support her.
Listen, you've taught me something because I just finished She's Gotta Have It, and I didn't like the show that much. But I'm a big Spike Lee fan, and you know what? That's fam. I'll make sure he's gonna get his bread.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna watch it just because I'm curious.
Yeah. Me too. Same here.
Oh, God. Don't do it because I told you to.
Okay. I wanna go to something different. I want to talk about hair for a second.
Okay.
The asymmetrical bobs, the finger waves, jumbo braids, flat top. T-Boz is still rocking the same hairstyle from 1992. I just want y'all to know that. Man. Google T-Boz right now. She still got that damn bob with the two pieces coming down the side. 2017, never letting it go.
Yep.
But
I love
when the voice goes, the hairstyle goes.
I love female hairstyles in the early 90s. I'm like,
I love
I'm sold on it.
Waves. Like that when she had like the I Can't Stand the Rain, like with the track back on with the finger waves. That just was a moment with the black lipstick. That was everything.
Well, it was just absolutely fitting of an aesthetic that. I feel like it was really fun. You know what I'm saying? And it was freeing too. Like, it was before everybody started going natural or whatever. Yeah. But at the same time, those hairstyles look like you could do a lot of stuff with them. Like, you could be versatile. Like, it could be windy. It could not be. You know, you could put like a little cap on and go swimming. You know?
Wigs were big too. Like, really, really, like, in different, like, color wigs. I remember Ladies Night video.
Ooh.
Was it Angie Martinez?
Oh, I love that video.
Oh, my God. Like, this, the outfits and stuff were crazy.
Yeah.
Finger waves
time.
Are back.
Yeah.
So are flat tops. So hey,
y'all drunk like now, ain't y'all?
Baps.
Girl, don't get me started. What you want to talk about?
Oh my God, I love Baps.
So I would, girl.
You would thought I prepped her.
I wanted everything. I wanted the gold tooth, the waterfall ponytail.
Come on with it. Me too.
I love that. That's one of my favorite movies, and I don't care if people look at me sideways. I love that movie.
I got it on DVD.
Jazz invited you to the party.
My dream is to dress as them for Halloween.
Well, girl, you got a partner. Spaghetti and meatball, we right here.
Let's get it! 2018 coming for your next
Halloween.
Baby,
I got this. Booyah.
I'm going to get on my list.
Booyah.
I'm going to have to get some padding because I'm about to get on my Eat Right. So I ain't going to be as, you know, but we going to make it
keep
happen.
It. Keep it all. I don't care what you look
I'm
like. Just put
padding.
The outfits
I'm
on.
Listen, it's going to be good.
Man.
Oh, it's so.
There's a lot going on right now.
We're gonna be everywhere.
All right. Anything else for fashion, you guys?
I did want to mention those midriff hoodies that Sierra used to wear.
Popping.
Oh my God.
Popping. Yeah. I wanted them. I got one right now.
Well, I was in the spirit of me being really like girly. And so, I honestly could have passed for like the black parents in my day.
You were like, bougie.
Because I just like the certain style. Like the simple life really was like a style moment for me.
We were just talking about that.
Like I love that. Like I was pulling in the pack black parents Hilton vibes.
The thing with those midriff hoodies was, are you cold? Because how?
Right.
Your stomach's
what
out.
What the weather like?
But you got the hood on.
I'm going to tell you what the weather is.
That was just strategically for like dancers. So you could, like, then you see the abs when they dance. And stuff.
That makes sense.
It's about 69 to 70 degrees. Okay? It's daytime.
Yeah.
You can put on pants or you can put on a skirt because the weather is so cool. You ain't going to be too hot. You ain't going to be too cold. Okay? Because right. I did this when I was out in Vegas. It was about 68 degrees. I wore a skirt, some thigh-high boots, and I had on a cut-off hoodie.
You know,
and it worked.
It just answers that question for whenever you're like, man, I'm kind of hot. What would make me a little cooler? My stomach being out. That's what it is. Just my stomach, though. Nothing else. I just want my stomach to be showing. That's going to change the game right there. Like, when you're in bed, you got your socks on, and it's like I'm hot. Take my socks off. Oh, everything's different now. Same thing goes with the midriff hoodie. You out? You know, just rip out your stomach. You be good to go.
Well, we almost forgot male R&B looks overall.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The damn mesh shirts.
Mesh shirts, yes. Those are back, unfortunately. I never could.
Genuine put on his mesh shirt and he flew through the desert.
My favorite like male R&B thing was like guys who wear their shirt like half on, half off.
Okay.
Like, it was on, but it was like this.
Okay.
And it was like a button up slash down.
Jodeci's in the desert with like, he's
no,
like, my shoulder's
cold. No, R. Kelly Honey Love video. He had, that was his entire wardrobe.
I don't even know that song.
And then he had the glasses with the lights on them. So ooh, you could be freak nasty and still kind of see. And I was just, that was 90s freak. People say freak nasty.
Yo,
freak
nasty. But Jamie Foxx. Oh, on his TV show, dressed like he was in an R&B video all the time.
He wanted to be an R&B singer, right? He wanted to make it. I think.
Yeah,
he
but
like,
he have to dress like that outside of music videos.
He didn't have to wear the Jingle 2000.
I ain't gonna lie, too. He was a little late in the game to be doing that. Because, I mean, Jamie Foxx show started in 96. That first season, it would have made sense. By 97, you were really reaching at that
all
point.
All them
with
damn
the mesh
muscle shirts and the mesh shirts he had on.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember, like, that was an interesting time. I never actually wanted to do that. But like I said, I used to have breasts, so it wasn't going to be fitting of my body type at the time. Also, what was I going to bring up?
FUBU, Jerboes, jersey dresses.
Right? LL Cool J come through with the FUBU suits. Yeah. You remember the Fatty Girl video? That was, I don't
jersey
know why.
Dress, like,
here's the thing. I haven't seen the Fatty Girl video since the time it was popping. But I remember that video like it was yesterday. And there was so much FUBU in that video. And LL Cool J was wearing it. He was cool as hell. Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, LL Cool J, old as hell. But he looked cool as shit. I want some FUBU. And I ain't going to lie to you. I got me some FUBU, all right? And I was proud to have that FUBU. And everywhere it went, I was Harlem shaking like a motherfucker. I was extremely happy. FUBU was great. I want it back.
My designer choice was probably Lady Aniche. That, like, with the
Aniche.
The tracksuit. I had a pink one and, like, a baby blue one. The baby blue one was my favorite, though.
Mm.
That and J-Lo had some cute ones, too. She was later in the game, but she had a cute little velour suit.
Velour
suit.
Velour
suit. I want one
that
today.
If you was bougie, you had a Juicy Couture one, depending on
you. Remember the Juicy Couture on your ass?
Okay.
Juicy Couture on your ass isn't exactly gone.
And that was like, you can't wear it to school.
Like, no, yeah, it's not exactly gone. I think the last time I seen Juicy on somebody's ass was like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that person was wearing like to take out the trash. Yeah. But it didn't mean like, let's just say the seasons kept changing. Her mom didn't say, get rid of the stuff you're not going to wear no more. She didn't say that. She didn't say, well, no. Remember my Juicy Couture. I'm wearing that. That's my around the house Juicy on my ass. I think my mom has some Juicy Couture sweatpants, and I'm very confused. I don't like it. I don't know how it happened. There was not a period of time where that would have been fitting of her aesthetic at all.
Yeah. It was a lot of like, it wasn't just Juicy. It was just like, everybody has something across.
They ass.
Yeah, they started switching up what your ass said.
It said juicy, booty.
It like, never it said
like,
ass
it was a
though.
Random thing. Yeah, I don't
they should have. They should have put some of that electric marquee technology on your ass so you could make it say different things.
That was the thing too. Like everybody had an airbrush T-shirt that said "baby girl" or like
"baby girl."
It's a lot of baby girls.
A
out
lot
there.
Of like, you weren't a baby girl wearing it though.
And transition like 50, jersey dresses.
50 years old wearing that.
I didn't get my jersey dress.
Show me, 2003, show me a girl with some straight backs and a jersey dress that's doing a chicken head, and I'm going to show you a good time.
Oh, yeah.
We're going chicken to Disney head, World. Yeah. In fact, not even Disney World. We're going downtown Disney.
Downtown
I'm going to take you someplace
Disney.
Fancy. I'm going to go to the Cheesecake Factory. I'll take a girl in a jersey dress to the Cheesecake Factory now.
Right.
Come see me in a jersey dress.
And you can wear a matching jersey.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, really, like that girl in Little Costa thing. Them straight backs, boy. Mm-hmm. Just all the way back. I loved it. Doing a chicken head. Nelly's singing next to you.
But your bows are probably my favorite item of, like, the jeans are, like, of that era, though.
Iconic.
They're iconic.
I never had them.
But you had your bows on with your tall tee and your Air Force ones.
Oh, my God. You know, like, my the straps with the jabos. Like, you could change, like, the...
The Air Forces, the men that wore outfits like that mm-hmm. also had three different shoestrings in their shoes.
Oh.
Like, mm-hmm. they'd have a white one, and then they'd have a color one.
Yeah.
I mean, we, like, were so over the top.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I just remember it being a routine for you to get your sneakers and to figure out how you were going to lace them. Like, you sitting there like,
I got into that for a second. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
I'd be like, I got to go straight at the bottom. I got to zig up.
But, you know, yeah, they started putting like different patterns in their shoe, but I couldn't do it. So I'd have to ask somebody if they could lace my shoes up in that cool way they were doing.
But the thing about it, the worst part about it was the fact that I was always inconsistent. Like, I'd be like, I got this one shoe. Next year, I'd be like, damn, I went over under instead of over under. Like, man.
This.
Oh yeah, but you probably didn't wear sneakers like that.
I know I didn't.
Yeah, now it was people with sneakers were like putting some work in on them things. And probably to wrap this up, I wear my K-Swiss to the mall. I rock my K-Swiss to the movies. Were they nice shoes?
I wouldn't know.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
People still wear.
They still exist. I didn't know they still existed, but they still do.
Those were like the lower, they were like the cool people's shoes to have if you were a little bit lower on change. Because if you weren't getting J's, you would get Saucony's, mm-hmm. Puma's,
yeah.
K-Swiss, Shell Toe Adidas.
I liked Reebok Classics. Like, that was probably like,
they were
I like was born in those and like to the age of like 13.
I can't think about Reebok Classics without thinking about Twista and R. Kelly. So sexy.
Yeah.
So, that was, I don't know why, that was the song.
No, okay.
For that, I don't for get that another thing. Connection.
Oh, like, they used that video to promote Reebok Classics.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just remember that commercial being, like, very edged into my brain.
Yeah. As, like, a kid, like, once I got to, like, middle school, high school, and I was, like, dressing myself, that was, like, my girly phase. But, like, growing up, like, my mother always had me, like, a fresh pair of white
Reebok Classics.
Yeah, Reebok Classics.
They are a good-looking shoe, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Even to this day, I was like, ooh, I saw something like a cute little metallic one. I was like, I'm gonna have to bring those back.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know if we really, like, touched on everything, because it's kind of, it's
we'll
hard.
We'll come back. Yeah. You realize how much shit.
We talk about coach bags.
You see? So much. So, I mean, I think our next segment kind of intertwines because they both were iconic people for some reason.
This is about to get popping
for
now.
For some reason.
This is the part that you care.
Uh-oh. We're going to move on to music. And for some reason, JD has been wanting to have this debate. Nelly versus Ja Rule.
It's a solid debate. Okay. And before this podcast was birthed it. Watch, thank you so much for giving birth to the podcast. We appreciate you. I would meet couples, my clients. And we would sit there and talk about music. You know, I get a little good vibe for what they wanted to hear at their weddings, right? And it doesn't matter if you white, black, Asian. Most of the weddings I do, people want to hear early 2000s, 90s rap. Part of the reason why they're coming for me is because they know that's what I expertise in. And so I'll sit down and I say, hey, Nelly versus Ja Rule, where do we stand? Now, when I brought this to Jasmine's attention originally, she was just like, that's not a challenge. I think it's very obvious who wins that. But every time I ask somebody, I get another hot take. And I'm actually going to tell you that I'm kind of indifferent. But I have reasoning behind my thoughts. But first, what we're going to do is we're going to ask everybody in the room what they think. So, Jazz, Nelly versus Ja Rule.
All right. Originally, my answer was so fast. I was like, I don't know why this is a thing. But then once I actually put some thought into it, I was like, oh, mm-hmm. damn, I don't know who I would choose because they both got stamps on my life. And I don't know, actually.
It's not as easy as you think it is. Is
it? It's not.
Nelly versus Ja Rule.
It makes me so upset because I was so sure at first that, like, Nelly by a landslide.
Yeah, it's not a landslide by any means. How do you feel, Nelly versus Ja Rule?
I'm going with Ja Rule. And I, as soon as, like, you said it, I went. Because Nelly is, like, culturally, but musically, I think the catalog for Ja Rule, even, like, himself, collaborations, Murder, Inc. people, Nelly didn't, No, but I mean, Hot in Here is huge. It's one of the biggest songs
That's
ever,
where we
but,
get
like,
all messed up.
But right. like, for me personally, and like the longevity and like the other artists that spawn from that, the collaborations, the, you know, Are You Ellie? Like, I just love
Are
like,
You Ellie? Did you like, guys hear that? Oh just so you guys God. Know, it is Are You Ellie.
And if you thought it was something else, I'm going to personally fight you because
people thought it was my, Are You Ready?
Who was it? I'm
Everybody
gonna,
thinks
like,
that.
Oh my, like,
I'm not
going to
call my
era,
friend out.
And then like Living It Up, like that.
What?
What?
I do. Yay. What?
You sample, do. I mean, they both use samples pretty well, but I think I'm giving it to Ja Rule on that. We just talked about Nelly and his fashion and, you know.
We're going to make this technical because no. I'm about to
Nelly,
just run some stuff down.
Nelly went into country, though. Like, he made
and
a little crossover.
And that's where
it kind of
weird for me. Like,
I think about it over and over again. I was in the car
McGraw,
singing that.
But
listen.
That, no, my, but you know where Nelly misses it for me?
Where?
When it is so, like, so. But when he did, and it's not even him, but him and Jaheim, that.
I hate Jaheim.
Come on,
sit yourself down and take
place.
A seat. That's where it got true. I was like. Mm.
Listen, now, they both have major L's in their
song.
Catalog, though. They both have major L's in their catalog.
Because I love Jaheim, but yeah.
But
yeah.
Listen, what I'm going to say is, if Nelly does win, in your head, I do think that Nelly's music has had more lasting power, generally, okay? Because Ride With Me is crazy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, people lose their mind when they hear it.
Yeah.
Air Force One still has a little bit of, like a little kickback. You know, yeah. I like that. Yeah. And flap your wings. Drop
oh,
down and
yeah,
get your eagle on, girl.
Yeah.
Right? And then Hot in Here, of course, is, like, bigger
here.
Than life.
Yeah.
Now, Ja Rule does not have a Hot in Here.
No.
He does not have a bipartisan
a lot of
song
don't.
Like
yeah,
that.
No.
The closest one is his collab with Ashanti.
Which one? I think the closest one is I'm Real.
Yeah, I think so too.
Oh, probably that, yeah.
But for people that like him.
Because I did like Mesmerize, but I don't think it's as big as a.
But see, that's my thing. Like, Nelly did a lot of stuff on his own, whereas Ja Rule, when we think of him, we think of his collabs more than him.
But that was his branding. He did that on purpose.
He like rap saying kind of thing. Like, I don't know. I liked it.
The thing about Ja Rule is he's got a lot more hits in a concentrated time.
Yeah.
Because there was a year or two where, like, new Ja Rule, it was everywhere. It was too much almost, right? But Nelly, over time, like, Nelly's last big, you know, appearance where it was like, this single is popping everywhere, it's kind of what, Here I Am? That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, Here I Am was a single Nelly, and his verse is, like, still champion.
But
and then you got
that
Grills,
Rick Ross's
too.
Song or his song?
The Rick Ross's song.
Oh, okay.
But
that was like the biggest thing.
Nelly can make a hit right now. Like, he's more likely to put out a banger.
Oh, for
right
sure.
Now.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Ja Rule does not have clout to do such things.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ja Rule dabbles in with major scam artistry now,
right?
Because of that festival. Mm.
But Ja Rule, didn't he went into acting? I'm thinking.
You know, here's
I'm
the
in
thing.
Love with a church girl with Adrian Ballon.
Oh,
you can catch that on BT at any given moment.
Yes, any blockbuster he's been in.
But I mean, the worst part about this is, I decided to Google Ja Rule just now, and I typed in Ja Rule. I went to his IMDb first, as opposed to his Wikipedia, and I was like,
ooh,
that's wild. I didn't expect that exactly. Wild. But Ja Rule's influence on culture, I think, is pretty high. And, like, I'm still indifferent. But when it comes down to it, Ja Rule does not have a Hot in Here. And if we're going to talk about iconism, is that a word?
It could be.
Nah, you know all the real words. I'll be making stuff up. But when we're talking about iconism, like, I think Nelly's more iconic. But, you know, he definitely dabbles in some L's. You know,
he dabbles in L's a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't mention Grills.
Grills
was a smile for me. I wanted to see your Grills. Yeah, that was a really big one. And
Dilemma.
He sings a lot. Man, Dilemma.
I heard that so much. I actually hate that song now, which is crazy. But it was a song. It was big.
It wasn't one of my favorites, but it was a big song.
It's probably the only time that Beyonce and Kelly Rowland may have had a separate charted single and Kelly Rowland was ranked higher than her in anything ever.
Yeah.
Like, that's never, ever, ever happened, actually. So, I mean, kudos to Kelly Rowland. Now, the big L in that is the fact that you were in that video using Microsoft Excel to send a text message and we bring it up every year.
I read something that said that's how it was set up on that thing.
You know how is that possible? But you've seen a spreadsheet before.
Yeah, but I read something about it. That's how it was set up on that thing.
In two ways. You text using Excel. So you go to cell A and you type in your message. And then, listen, in her defense, if that's how two ways were set up. I didn't have a two way. I was too young to have one.
Yeah.
If that's how two ways worked, then aren't we glad two ways are gone? Because how the hell does that make any sense? God bless.
To wrap. Who y'all choosing? Who y'all going with? Nelly, Ja Rule. You said...
I'm sticking with Ja Rule.
I'm going to have to go with Nelly.
Same here. I'm going with Nelly, but it's very close. Very, very close.
Very close.
All right, so we're going to get into TV. TV is always easy because literally every time we're recording, something came up. So
Jasmine waiting for this part of the show all episode, bro. She was losing her mind last night.
I was. TV. It was a good time. But I'm going to start with Hey Arnold, the Jungle movie, which came on this past weekend. We got to see Hey Arnold, his fate, pretty much. Did y'all watch it?
No, I heard about that.
Did you watch it, JD?
You know what? I was planning on it. I told you I was. I did not watch it exactly.
All right. The Jungle movie pretty much wraps up what happens in Arnold's life. I'm not going to give it away because...
Where did it come on at?
Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
The Jungle movie pretty much answered all the questions that we had about Arnold with his parents. And it was... So it's like they go on this... They win a trip. It was a contest spearheaded by Helga in which she helps him and the whole class helps him win a trip. And it ultimately becomes a trip to find his parents. And I won't tell you if he found him, but...
Because they did leave us hanging with that. Yeah. Hey Arnold definitely turned into like a novella towards the end of it. Like, it got really kind of crazy. I'm glad they brought it back. I don't know what made him decide to do it after all these years, but I'm not mad at it.
Because everybody wants to live in the past like we do. And we want those questions answered.
Well, you do clownery. The clown comes back to bite.
Yeah, so it was...
I would watch it. I wasn't a big cartoon person.
Nah, you really.
So I was getting a little nervous. Bougie. I'm like, oh,
she's really
no,
bougie. She didn't watch cartoons as a child.
No, I don't know. It just did not connect for me. But Hey Arnold was one of the ones that I did watch. That and Doug. I
mean, this wine Red Bull spritzer is turning me up.
Red Bull.
I have never done this before. This is like, ooh. I feel like pop locking. Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
want some Nouveau too? We can bring that back.
I thought Nouveau was like the best thing you could have.
Don't even talk to me if you ain't got no Nouveau or no Hypnotic.
You rappers really did it for me out here. But I would say it's worth the watch. I didn't love the plot, but if you just want the answers to your questions that you had about Arnold, watch it.
I'm going to check it out. And I'm sorry I didn't check it out before we got to today, but you know, time.
Next up, we had the Soul Train Awards.
Ooh. How hype
Sunday
are you? How hype are
night
you?
Oh, my God.
Tony Braxton.
I just would like to say that the Soul Train Awards is probably, at this point, my favorite award show.
It's the best performances, I think.
Yeah, like, first of all, they always are honoring people from the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's just for black music. This is where we get our love for R&B. Yeah. They showing love to people in R&B.
Yep. And they deserve the love.
And I will say this. It did not start off strong for me because I never in my ever years of watching the award shows have I seen a tie on an award show.
Okay, that pissed me
off. That was so
who
stupid.
Tied?
I was mad about that.
Lettucey and...
And Belle Biv DeVoe.
Just keep it.
What category was that?
And the category was so made up. It was something that clearly could have had one winner.
What
was
it? Made up,
it was like a chart topper or like... not it,
some shit.
It was like...
Know.
Soul Train certified.
Oh, so it doesn't mean anything.
It was a made-up category. They could have clearly chose a one winner.
God bless.
And it was so awkward because they had Lettucey stand on this side of the stage while Belle Biv DeVoe gave, and they like.
It was a mess.
I was not a fan of that. Like, that was such
that.
A mess.
But the opener was SWB.
Yes. Yes. The S, the double, the U, the V.
This is the first major award or award at
they've
all
never
that
won
they've
any
won.
Awards.
And I'm. We all confused.
I'm very confused.
We're all
me
confused because we
I
talk about
like,
week so much.
Yeah. You know? I thought it was like our first like you know, tribute award or like honor award, but like award period, period.
But doesn't it make sense kind of that they would be so iconic and be overlooked? That's how shit
And that's
goes.
What they were saying in the interview, how like now they were asking them about how people like of younger generations like honor them, like people sampling their stuff. And she's like, we finally feel like we're getting the respect that we deserve because we haven't felt that in a long time.
I think a big thing was, there was so much competition back then. Like,
yeah, I mean, I would say that their lane was a little saturated.
Yeah. But there's outstood everyone else, like for me, and they could really sing and like harmonize and stuff.
But they didn't distribute vocals, and
it's going to be just like Kalani not getting an award over SZA or Jhené Aiko, because I mean that's the lane. They were in a lane with a lot of people at that same time, and God bless them, because I mean they came out around TLC time, and then TLC was just running the show.
Yeah. You know? They did well on their performance. I enjoyed it a lot. They had hits.
I didn't like those outfits, but hits. I did like the
feel bad for kicking them off. My one gotta go now.
I know. I was like, saw my tweet. Yeah. I was like, my friends were so ready to get rid of SWV and they were
SWV and who else?
Okay, originally, this is what happened. I had Destiny's Child, TLC, in Vogue, and SWV. Escape. And then I changed it to SWV.
Yeah. Then we kicked SWV out.
Okay.
Out of those four, I mean, for the sake of being an icon, I still think I don't take it back. I mean, on hits alone, I don't take it back.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if I saw En Vogue up there singing their hits, I would be like, "Oh, this is great," but it would not give me the same feeling.
And there's
like,
not as many.
No. En Vogue has more hits than SWV for sure.
En Vogue?
Yeah, they do. If not, they have more. Listen, don't let go. Well, hold on. Give them something you can feel. Never Going to Get It. Free Your Mind. That's five I rang off right there.
I have five on our playlist from SWV as well, and they had more.
Hits?
Yes. That Stick Like Grits?
I don't know. I think it's debatable still.
We'll come back.
We will.
We'll come back.
I like
we will.
It.
Anyway, I thought their performance was really good, and then 112 also performed.
Oh, they did really good.
They did well.
It was threw me off with them dance. They did dance a lot, but they're older.
I think I forgot about that. I forgot about that too.
They did, but they were younger and it was different.
I kicked them off too. Yesterday was a celebration of all the groups that I X'd off my list.
No, let me just say this though. As far as them dancing and singing and being older, I thought they did
a really good job. And they all can sing, though.
You know when the older ones get to singing and dancing, it's really off. But I mean, I thought they did very decent to be doing both.
You know what? The thing about 112 is they have been working continuously this entire time.
That's true.
Just because their popularity has, like, waved, they have been touring ever since.
They've been touring. They do... And people love, like, women that age group or a little, they love, like, they will go support. That's why, like, Bell Biv DeVoe and, like, all those, like, Jagged Edge.
The
like,
people that grew up with them, they still go. I mean, they go.
They're
they still
live
love it.
Streaming them. They'll go to the show and pay the money.
And not only that, though, something to note about 112, and I should appreciate them more, but though their peak was a little after their start, they've been doing it for a really long time. Because Peaches and Cream era, I would say, is more peak for them. But, you know, they got music with Biggie.
All right, so Toni Braxton.
I love Toni.
Toni Braxton received the Legend Award, as she should.
Well-deserved,
As she should. But I have to just say that her tribute was flatline for me.
Really?
They did not choose the right people. And let me tell you, Roe James, Luke James, and Jessie J can sing their asses off. Their vocals are out of this world, but I do not want to see them tribute Toni Braxton. I didn't want to see that. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy
it. I think the only one that really was Roe James, because he made it too much of his own. It was like he was gonna start rapping it, and I was like this isn't even song the same song. I didn't like his. I think Luke James vocally, it was amazing. I think he did a great job at it, and for a man to sing Unbreak My Heart is like, I think that was like a good, and then Jessie J was really.
You
good.
Know, I still I prefer.
The problem isn't
hear...
that they couldn't sing; it's just that to honor Toni Braxton, you should get better options. People that are going to sing in a lower tone. I want you to represent that lower tone.
See, here's the thing: I would prefer hearing women who can actually hit Tony's notes than to hear a man do it because it's a baritone kind of voice. I don't like that.
But
like, I don't want to hear a man cover Unbreak My Heart at all.
Luke James took it high.
Yeah, he did.
He went high. He was
with Unbreak My Heart.
I was like, huh?
He hit notes that she didn't hit.
I might need to run this. But, I mean, I say Jesse, might need to. BET's gonna make me watch it between now and next week.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, when she came out though and honored her damn self, I was very happy.
Yeah. And she.
They could have like the Braxton's,
do that though. Honestly, I'd rather people tribute them and she just get the award. When they perform afterwards, I'm like, it's kind of weird.
Well, for me, that was the peak of it. Yeah. I was happy she performed and reminded us.
She is
because
intense.
She was like, I was so mad about her honor performances that I was like, I'm glad she came up and did something.
I wish they would have bigger music acts tribute other people. Like, why couldn't Beyonce be up there?
Yeah, I don't think it should be a thing where like the young
generation. Beyonce does that for her icons. She did it for Prince, you know, Michael. So I mean, that's it. They did.
It worked.
Ain't no more Beyonce tribute.
I just pick people of bigger, because you appreciate like people that can sing, and I love Luke James. Like, I'm a huge fan of his. But I do wish like it could be some bigger names out there because as well as like I feel like she
the next time
rallied a few more people.
The next time Beyonce tributes somebody, it'll be her hologram tributing herself at her funeral. Exactly. Ain't nobody else for her to tribute.
Exactly. And you know what? I think a lot of people were like, why didn't they get Tamar up there? Because she does Tony to the T.
As she should.
But you know, I thought about it. The Braxtons have been singing back up for her for so many years. I think they wanted to separate themselves. But this was the time.
They so damn pretty, though,
too. This was the time.
Let me tell you something about the Braxtons, okay? But Tony Braxton had that voice. That's, again, like sometimes you question, like, religion and stuff like that. You got to look at Toni Braxton and be like, no, God is real, yo. Because she bad as hell, yo.
She
sound like that, yo.
And her
sisters, they all just, they cute. They cute as hell. It's a cute-ass family. A cute singing-ass family. It's beautiful.
All I'm saying is they cute asses should have been on the stage representing her because I just don't think they chose the right people.
I think it would have been like a good segment, but I also feel like a part of it was like her being out there and enjoying it with her family watching other people too. Like, I don't know, I feel like it could have was like a little worky if they would have performed.
I agree, it's just like
your family setting up and breaking down your own wedding. I don't like that. It's the same logic
exactly. Like,
I agree with that. Wow. But you know, Soul Train Awards does not get the people out.
Yeah, unfortunately. Anyway. I just think the vocals, like, it wasn't a part where people were like, oh, God, this person's going to say they can't sing.
Sorry.
I mean, it was a polar opposite of the AMAs because obviously black people are not American. Because there were none at that award show.
Wow. Value in your words.
I did halfway enjoy the AMAs, though.
I didn't know who any of those people were. Like, I shouldn't say that. But I just, like, felt like there was no diversity.
I spend most of my days waking up learning about new rappers and new Pixar and DreamWorks films. I don't know nothing the hell's going on about anything ever. I'm old as hell.
Let me tell y'all why I'm okay with the American Music Awards, because I listen to a lot of pop radio, and I'm going to tell you why. My client, he has autism, and I try to put him on to things that are very catchy, which pop music is. So we listen to the radio when we're in my car. Yeah.
Songs with
and
O's.
While I might not know them specifically, I don't put a face to them. Once I see them on those awards, I'm like, oh, that's who be singing in my car.
That's who be singing in my car.
Yeah.
I'm putting a white face with a white song.
Exactly.
It's nice to meet you, white person.
Exactly. So in raps, the Soul Train Awards was amazing. All right, let's go to movie opening.
Yeah, Jazz, let me pick two this time.
We got 2 years because the years were just so good.
They were crazy years.
In 1996, we had December 13th, Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire, iconic.
Show me the money.
Show me, you know, I got in trouble for my very first curse word because of that movie. I feel like you know this story for some reason. I feel like I've told it before. And I think Cuba says, what the Yahoo, you motherfucker? And I had never heard the F word before. But I'm watching it with my, you know, cousins or whatever, and I thought it was a funny word. When you're young, you hear a funny word, you're going to say it. So I said it, right? And then, man, my annoying-ass cousin talking about some, ooh, you cussed? And I was like, Now listen, what part of the word was it that was a curse word? But I didn't want to seem like no dumbass or nothing like that. So then, like, she was like, Auntie, JD said a bad word. She was like, what did you say? And I was like, what the Yahoo, you motherfucker? And she was just like, go in the corner. And I was like, listen, if you could just help me out.
Right.
And let me know what it is that I said that I need to not repeat so I can know. But, I mean, I've seen that movie a few times. The little boy that was, like, blowing up around that time.
With his big ass head.
Was it Jonathan Lipnicki?
Stuart Little.
Yeah. Every, like, era has a little boy who's, like, popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, Haley Joel Osment and Jonathan Lipnicki and Jonathan Taylor Thomas or whatever.
I had a big crush on him.
Yeah, like, and he was one of those things. But, I mean, decent movie.
Renamed celebrity.
That movie was played heavily at my household. We had the VHS, and we watched it all the time.
I think that was, like, an American. Everybody had it. I don't think it's aged well. I don't think it really makes sense now.
I'll get back to you on that.
Tom Cruise is not.
I'll get back to you on it.
He's not one of my favorite actors.
Nah, he's far from it. Let's move on to something more important.
Also, the same day, we got The Preacher's Wife. Ooh, beautiful holiday. Who could imagine?
Who could imagine? Who could imagine a king? Man.
Oh, wow. That was great.
Man. This is a tear. There's a thug tear right here in the corner of my eye right now. I watch The Preacher's Wife every holiday season, probably two or three times.
Yes, I think it's on Hulu, just so y'all know.
Yeah, last time I saw it, it was on Hulu, but it's a jam. It's not a Santa Claus-y movie. It's not corny. Yeah.
It's religious.
It's got a plot. Denzel Washington killing the game. Whitney, a underrated actress.
Beautiful.
And she looked amazing. Courtney B. Vance killing the game. Yes. And your girl. Jennifer Lewis is in it, right?
Jennifer Lewis.
Yeah, so, yeah. No,
always somebody mama.
I love Courtney B. Vance.
I mean, it's a great, great movie. Mm-hmm. Kudos to that.
Make sure you watch it this holiday season.
That's right.
All right, 2003, we had Honey. December 5th, 2003, we had Honey.
Honey won.
Yeah, you know what I care about most about this movie?
Jessica Alba?
Well, no, actually.
Mekhi
Phifer's hairline. this do-rag line, man. Mekhi Phifer's do-rag line comes up in a lot of podcasts for me. I don't know why he just puts on this do-rag and it's too tight. But it was an interesting film, I guess, to say the least. Like,
I mean, it was.
Huh?
Or is he just playing himself?
He's like in a barbershop in like every other scene. Like
he's hitting on
Jessica Alba, I think.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, though. Mm-hmm. Missy Elliott's in it.
I remember it being a huge thing because of Jessica Alba. Like, just the training she did, her body at that time. Like, that was
talked about. She probably wore midget hoodies.
Her abs were, like, the talk of the town at this point. So,
I mean, when she was like,
I mean, it's part of culture. We enjoyed it in 2003.
I just don't like when people make movies after Honey 1, 2, and it's not the same people in it. Like, that
stupid.
Is just...
It's stupid.
Oh, sometimes the critical acclaim in the box office don't really match up. People got to know whenever they got a hood classic and when they got a classic. Yeah. Having a hood classic means no sequel. It means let me have it. Yeah. So if you're going to don't put your money into another one.
Too, like, what is it going to be?
Yeah. Hood classics means one off. Yeah.
Well, a week later, we got Love Don't Cost a Thing. Nick Cannon, Christina Milian.
I fell asleep in the movie theater tonight. And the way I woke myself was because I spilled my drink. That movie was so boring.
Oh, another God. Hood classic
Listen,
do it.
It is, it's Nick Cannon's most shining moment. And I don't know why. People would say Drumline.
It was stupid, but we liked it.
I loved it.
We liked
Kenan
the stupidity.
Kenan Thompson's in it. Shining. Steve Harvey is funnier than he's been in most things in that movie. Like, that is funny. But yeah, you know, Nick Cannon is a lame person. And it's another one of those movies where they made a movie about a real couple. And that's never a good idea.
It's a remake of Can't Buy Me Love.
Right.
That came out in, what, the 80s?
Yes. Maybe.
Or the
90s. I'm
going
to assume that you're right.
One or the 80s or 90s, but it's a hood remake of that.
And but Christina Milian honestly does a decent job. And there's nothing funnier to me than that beach scene whenever he is doing that aerobics tape dance on the beach. That, I mean, I lose my mind. I think it's so funny. I run it back over and over again. I think last year I was talking about it, and I don't know why the internet hasn't decided to come out with a Love Don't Cost a Thing challenge. So people aren't doing videos in that dance. You got to watch it to know. But they do this dance to Pastor Cavoursier on the beach, and it is hilarious to me. I love it.
Funny
I think it's a
story.
Classic.
I went home for Thanksgiving. I went through our DVD collection, and I grabbed it, and now it's at my apartment. you know, just in case.
Funny story. Funny story. Jasmine brought just Love Across the Thing back to her crib, and it's missing now. That's the funniest story.
Look,
actually.
I'm just saying.
Like it may be in my book bag right now. Who knows?
All right, let's bring back one of our regular segments. Kids today will never know, and it's important because it's holiday season. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, the mall. Kids don't remember. They don't know what it's like to solicit at the mall. You know where I saw a bunch of kids one time recently? At the parking garage at the airport. Just hanging out. And I was like,
this what y'all doing now?
Well, no, but I mean, they were young, and it was like late, and I was like, this is kind of a crazy spot.
Were they skateboarding or something?
No, hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was picking up somebody from the airport, and they were just at the very top of the parking garage hanging out. That's what we used to do at the mall.
Maybe they're smoking weed or something.
I ain't smelling any ganja.
You didn't smell any ganja.
I ain't smelling any ganja. No Chiba. I ain't smelling none of that.
Reefer. Well.
But I mean, shit, the mall.
I was just on the internet on Cyber Monday today.
Damn,
so
you bought stuff?
I won't know about the mall anymore either.
I used to work in the mall. Me and my friends connected in the mall. Like, we hung out in the
kiosk.
Mall.
The mall was the
every weekend.
Pretzels, smoothies, kiosk,
my
eating
first
that
job,
nasty ass Chinese
all my
food.
Friends, like high school people.
You know, sometimes I have a nostalgic craving for food court Chinese.
Oh yeah.
I only want food court Chinese. Like sometimes I'll drive to a mall and just get food court Chinese, and people be like, "It's so nasty." I'm like, "I know, but it's like." It's like good nasty. Like I want to eat it.
I always like the sub places, like the cheesesteak places in the mall.
Oh yeah, yeah. They give you curly fries. It's always curly fries. Yeah, no, but the mall was a vibe, man. I used to hang out there. I mean, I don't know. I don't think I did. I didn't do much shopping.
No.
Yeah, no, you got dropped off to walk around and see people and be cute.
And then you go to the TGI Fridays that was connected at the bottom and get something to eat.
Who?
And then
who did? You had money, because I'm talking about teenage time.
No, let me tell you. There
My
used
mom
to be
used to
like
give me
$20.
I'll save it for
you. You got a good mother.
Claire's.
Your
like,
mother's great,
to
too.
Used a thing where you could buy 10 things for $5. And I used to hit that up on a regular. And I used to flip that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Girls used to be in the Claire's like that, though.
I used to get it and flip it for more. That was like
Remember
my
Hot Topic?
Ever.
Remember whenever Hot Topic first like kind of started crossing over? Because it was like super gothic for a while.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they had those artist tees. And it would be like,
like, oh,
I remember I saw one Tupac tee, and I was like,
is that
Hot Topic got Tupac in there? Let's go in there. And then like black people had like a little bit of
Spencer's.
You would go and look at the nasty gifts.
Spencer's was a little freak nasty in the back.
Yeah, it was really a vibe. Foot Locker and all that stuff. Buying tall tees.
Yeah, sneakers.
You know, eating pretzels, smoothies, Slurpees, whatever you doing.
Look, if I was at the mall, it wasn't to buy shit. Especially the rare couple times my mom dropped me off to socialize. I went there to walk around. She done burned her gas money because we would have to go into the next city to get to the mall. So she done burned her gas. You think she about to hand me a $20 bill? No.
Listen, I feel for you. And I just want to.
I'm grateful one, then.
What, yeah, me too. I mean, the thing about it is, like, I didn't get to do it a lot because I had bad grades in high school. Like, I was always grounded. Like, everybody always knew I wasn't going to show. They'd be like, we invited JD, but it's not looking good. Like, I was really that much of a clown. My grades were bad. I had to beg for every time I went. And like on the off season, like it was so crazy when I couldn't make it out to the mall because it was always like, what did you do to do this? And I was like, I cleaned everybody's room.
All right, so next segment, shout out to, and she loops right on in with Nelly.
Yes,
and
does.
Ja Rule.
Yes,
that's
she
why
does.
We chose her. Ashanti.
Can I start off with a Cameron verse? Just a quick Cameron line.
Okay.
Ashanti.
Foolish.
Yes. Banger. A banger. Shout out to Cameron. Shout out to Ashanti for writing Foolish. I think she's a better songwriter than she is anything in the world. And she's looking like a mom. She looks great.
She just needs to go ahead and be an Instagram model.
Hello?
Yeah. She's looking great lately.
I mean, just look cute.
And she'll need
you
to put out
well.
Attempt to put out any more music.
Well, like, didn't it come out that she was writing a lot of that? Or she was pinning a bunch of J-Lo's stuff around that murdering time?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
J-Lo wrote for a lot of people, too, that is miraculous.
Oh, yeah.
Ashanti was doing demos for all of that shit back in the day.
Yeah.
You can, if you go listen to Fabulous So Into You, she did the original vocals
Tamia?
On that. Yeah.
Wow. That's a great song, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Happy. Happy's my favorite Ashanti song. My favorite,
I mean, if you play that at the barbecue, play it.
Well, it's a high mental health song too. It's fun. Like she walking around the amusement park or the fair or something
that's
like
mesmerized.
That.
I like Rock With You too. That's mesmerized.
Is Happy around that too? Because
Happy
mesmerized
is like in
you.
A park.
We gonna
like
find
that
out before we leave here. I know. That's all I know.
Anyway, she's never. I mean, you never seen her doing no crazy shit like.
Well, somebody did tweet. Y'all remember whenever Nia Long or whatever Ashanti asked Nia Long to direct her video and Nia Long cast herself as the person in the video, which is
not only you.
I sent you. I made that gif.
I know.
I made a gif of Ashanti looking stressed out. There's a lot of clips of Ashanti looking stressed out.
I can't remember right now.
Stress hands Ashanti. But yeah, there's a video where baby. I love it when you say my name.
Baby,
got me singing.
Baby.
Yeah, and that was a thing too.
A lot of her videos had rain. She loved like rain effects.
Yeah,
just the water. She liked the water.
She probably got pneumonia a lot, but she always saying baby too. That was a thing. Yeah. We always joked about how often she was using baby because that song baby, and then she's doing that elephant song.
Rock with you, all baby.
Yeah, I mean, her solo efforts leave a little bit to be desired.
Not for me, because I thought her first album was phenomenal. Before I was obsessed with Beyonce, I was obsessed with Ashanti, and I was on my computer printing out all that Ashanti shit.
I mean, the lyrics? You were printing out lyrics?
I was printing out the pictures, the lyrics, cover art, like all of that.
And you know what? And something else, because I want to give her flowers a little bit. Her later efforts aren't bad either. The Way That I Love You is great.
I love
that's
that song.
A great song.
And video. Parents Tower. Was that Mekhi Phifer?
That's a later effort. I don't know. We'll finish it up. But that's a later effort from her. And there's another standout that's like a little bit after her era that I think is like pretty good, like a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm. But she's a great songwriter. And I think Foolish is high level R&B. Foolish would be on my like top 10 R&B songs of all time if I made a list. Shout out to Ashanti.
Oh, sorry. Well, if you're wondering what Ashanti is up to these days, for one, looking fine on Instagram. For two, she did just release a single called "Say Less" with Ty Dolla $ign, and it's not bad.
If you haven't seen the new
The French Vanilla Ciroc video. She's in
amazing.
That too.
She looks good.
Wilding out.
That's all she needs to be for me because I ain't really checking for anything.
Well, I mean, it's
her single is not bad.
They can go back and forth. Her and Cassie can model and do songs. They can come in and out.
I don't think Ashanti was a model though. I meant like an Instagram model.
Yeah, Cassie's
also
a model.
Her and Ja Rule have been on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, if you can make money off shit you did in 2003, do it. And I wish I would have gotten tickets, but I was out of town when they came to Charlotte.
She's not. She was remotely decent in Coach Carter 2 as acting.
She was decent in that. Now she was terrible in John Tucker Must Die.
Oh yeah,
but
no.
To her defense, John Tucker Must Die was terrible. So there's
Coach Carter,
that.
She was, you know.
Yeah, but I think Ashanti deserves her flowers right now because she still looks great. Yeah,
I mean, she made her mark. Like, we won't forget Ashanti. Like, she did.
She pinned a lot of hits.
She did something for that era. And shout out to Ashanti. Keep going, girl.
Smarter Inc. Keep it going.
So, before we go, one gotta go.
Before we go, one gotta go.
Before we go, one gotta go.
Okay.
Before we go, one
gotta go. Okay.
One gotta go.
All right. We have the Jamie Foxx Show. The Wayans Brothers, the Steve Harvey Show, and the Bernie Mac Show. I was thinking, you know, big comedians at the time.
It's actually much easier than I realized
that's a lot
now.
Easier for me,
You go first, Vic.
What is this?
The Jamie Foxx Show, the Wayans Brothers, the Steve Harvey Show, and the Bernie Mac Show.
Wayans Brothers, for sure.
Yeah, Wayans is out of here.
The Bernie Mac Show for me, because I was not into it. Thanks.
The Bernie Mac Show has an aesthetic that everybody could not get behind. And I noticed
that's
that
why
after
I
the
thought
fact.
It wouldn't be easy, because I know a lot of people didn't really get into the Bernie Mac Show.
Yeah.
But everybody loves Bernie Mac.
Yeah. It was the first. Now, here's something crazy in the notes. Another black success. Larry Wilmore, who wrote Sister Sister and The Office and is a co-creator of Insecure. Uh-huh. He did the Bernie Mac Show at Bernie Mac. It's the first show of that kind. That's like a mockumentary where there's no audience.
Right.
And then The Office comes out Out the Park, Modern Family, and before you know it, everybody starts doing this thing. But Bernie Mac and Larry Wilmore are the first people to do a show like that, where there's a comedian hosting a show that doesn't have an audience and writes it like that. But people don't like that style. Like, I get why people like are more, especially somebody like Jazz, who watches a lot of sitcoms. Like, you're not going to be able to just like watch a comedy where there's no laugh track. It's wild. But yeah, the Wayans Brothers.
No, thank you.
I mean, it's aged terribly.
I watch it at night on my way to sleep.
Where do you watch it on?
It comes on MTV too.
Oh yeah, I gotta get DirecTV now. We've been talking about that. But yeah, no, I'm Wayans Brothers is way out of here. Jimmy Fox Show. Dope.
That's one of
Steve
my
Harvey. Steve Harvey's actually dope too. Yeah. Shout out to Merlin Santana, gotta rest his soul. Where's Bullethead? I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
And shout out to Lori Beth Denberg. We gotta do something for her later.
Yeah.
That's homegirl.
Yeah.
That's homegirl. And Lady of Rage is in that show too. Wendy Raquel Robinson. It's lit. It's lit.
I loved all the celebrities they had in there.
So, all right, let's do. They might not even be here for us.
That's what I was about to say. Are they?
I think they got the conference room in there.
All right. Well, either way, I think it's a wrap.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, they could say something if they want to come in.
All right.